This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Stoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Talking a little bit of baseball on this Friday. We told you we were on this story all week and we were going to do this. And Toby Altizer, co-host of the Bustin' Loose Baseball Podcast, is with us to talk about an article that Ken Rosenthal wrote in The Athletic that essentially the premise, Toby, is that the Nats have become Major League Baseball's, or one of Major League Baseball's, bottom feeders. Mike Rizzo responded Wednesday on the Junkies. It has been talk about town all week. And I think there's this natural reflex to defend Rizzo and defend the Nats. So when you read the article, what did you think?
Yeah, so I think it was interesting because it's a weird timing for this, Craig, because you could have written this article 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, a year ago, and I think all of them might have been a slight bit more valid than right now, because I think actually the stuff that he says in this piece is all 100% valid. I don't know that there's a single thing that he says that's critical about the team that you could say that's not true, but I think some of the stuff has been addressed a little bit. Like, he talks about not being able to draft and develop. 100% true, something that's been a huge issue under Mike Rizzo. At the same point, over the last couple of years, they've actually drafted and developed some talent. And some of the guys coming up and helping out this team, like a Jake Irvin, is a success story. Someone that was drafted not in the first round, that was developed, now a part of the rotation. You know, his last start was spectacular, going 8 scoreless innings. He's on the hill tonight in Arizona for the Nationals as a part of the rotation. That's somebody that didn't happen for a long time. So to Rosenthal's point, yeah, that's something that the other teams have happened all the time. The Nationals haven't. But it seems like they're starting to go in that right direction. But I think the bigger point here is all of the stuff is 100% true. Ownership is a problem that they're not spending, because I think that's what's frustrating for a lot of Nationals fans this year is you've seen this team be competitive. They've already won series against the Dodgers. They just won a series in Seattle where the two games they won, they scored 9 runs and they scored 7 runs in the 10th inning last night. Like, they're not that far away from being at least above 500, but you have to invest a little bit. Like, James Wood is having an incredible season in his first full go-round. Mackenzie Gore is the first pitcher this year to get to 100 strikeouts. So some of the stuff that they've done has been spectacular, but there's still that little bit missing, and I think that falls on ownership a lot of times.
Toby Altizer, Bustin' Loose Baseball Podcast, over on 106.7 The Fan with us, or 106.7 The Fan and Team 980 contributor with us here on The Hoffman Show. So Let's go there first, and then there's like a much bigger question that to me is like the big takeaway from the piece. To me is like the oh crap part of the piece. But have there been changes that Rizzo has made that have stemmed the problems? Like, are we seeing different results for a reason, or is this just drafts are crapshoots? He was bad. Now hopefully he's going to go on a heater, and that is how the averages will work out. Or have there been structural changes within the Nats R&D and scouting departments?
Yeah, there have been some changes. A couple of years ago, they moved on from some of their scouting directors and scouts, and they brought in a guy from the Orioles to help out with the draft, which I know the O's have kind of been a disaster this year, but something that they nailed throughout their rebuild was the draft. Finding guys like a Gunnar Henderson, who's one of the best young players, in the second round, right? So finding guys like that and bringing them in. So they've made some changes. Mike Rizzo's still at the top, obviously, and he's still got final say. But they've made some changes in terms of development, in terms of drafting. So I think that's why you're seeing some of those changes.
So the bigger, like, oh, crap point that I have not been able to get out of my head all week is basically that, okay, good things are starting to happen now. And Rosenthal acknowledges some of this in the piece, right? He names some guys that are coming up, some guys like Wood that are already having great seasons, some guys, you know, Brady House, whoever, who are in the system and starting to emerge as real major league threats, or either threats as like they're here and starting to do good things, or like they are going to be in the major league soon. But then the timeline is ticking on guys like CJ Abrams, where it's like, well, yeah, but then by the time those guys are ready, guys like Abrams are going to hit free agency and you're just going to cycle through another round of churn and no one's actually going to be good enough on the Nationals at one time to be a competitive baseball team. And the premise there is that a lot of these guys are Boris clients. They're going to get to free agency and the Nats are not going to be able to afford them. Is that part accurate? And if so, how concerning, like how many alarms of the fire are we talking about here?
I think with a guy like James Wood, who just got to the majors last year, and this is his first full season, I don't think the alarm bells are going off just yet for him. Although he looks like he could be a superstar, like a legitimate superstar, and someone that we're talking about as a top five player in the sport in the next couple of years. He's so good. CJ and McKenzie are starting to run into that realm, like you're saying, where I think McKenzie becomes a free agent after the 27th season. CJ's a free agent after the 28th season. And so you've still got a little bit of time, but if you're going to continue to go down this road where you're not spending big amounts of money, then the big time reinforcements for this team are here. Dylan Cruz, like you talked about the names already that are here. There's one other guy that I think is coming down the line that should be here at some point this year. That's Brady House, who's one of their top hitting prospects at third base. And so him coming in should give you a little bit of a boost. But, you know, I don't think Brady House is going to make a bigger difference than, say, spending $30 million a year on a starting pitcher, right? So getting a guy, like if they could have gone and got Max Fried, that's going to be a bigger thing than Brady House coming in here and helping. So, yeah, I think you run into that problem, Craig. That's the reality of things, where if you're not going to spend money, my thing here is, and my big takeaway from this, is the Nationals need to look themselves in the mirror and make a decision on how they're going to operate. They're in a big market, believe it or not. The way that they spend, I you know this, I worked in Milwaukee. They spend like the Milwaukee Brewers, where they're a small market team, but I was breaking this down the other day. So I wanted Max Fried as a name that I brought up as a free agent. And he's getting about $27, $28 million a year from the Yankees, a little more than I thought, but still someone that in the past maybe the Nationals could have been in on, similar to like a Max Scherzer type of deal. Instead, they're not. And they're acting like a big market team in that they don't have that pitching lab or something like the Guardians or another team that's a small market operates like. The Tampa Bay Rays, they don't spend money in free agency. They spend money on R&D. They spend money on finding ways to get that edge where they can't pay their players. But instead of paying $28 million for Max Fried, pay $12 million to build a pitching lab like Wake Forest has or something like that where you can say, look, if we're not going to be able to sign the big-time free agents, then let's go ahead and start operating as such and find that little edge. And I think the issue that they're running into is they still operate like a big market without spending the money like a big market. Because I think Rizzo, when you think about big market general managers in the sport, they do a really good job of free agent contracts and trades. That's how they make their money. And draft and develop is something that, unlike other sports, you can't trade your draft picks. So you still have to hit on those. There's no excuse on that. And that I think Rizzo would be honest with you if you got them. You know, it just understood like, hey, man, you haven't been good enough. I think he would understand that as well. But I think in trades and in free agency, when he's actually had the money to spend, he's been good. But they're not doing that right now. So it's just a problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So that gets to kind of like the next phase of this, which is Rizzo's response. And he said, like, ownership has proven in the past they will spend money, and they will spend when it's time to spend. And that, I think, is where a lot of Nats fans who are being protective of the team, or who, you know, if you want to call them homers or like whatever, if you want to take the pro Nat side of this, is like, yeah, okay, well, when it was time to spend on not Ryan Zimmerman, who am I?
Strauss.
Jason Worth. Like,
yeah.
You know, in terms of like the jump start on the free agency, then obviously they spent on Scherzer. Like, when it's time to spend, they'll hit the gas. And that was what Rizzo essentially told the Junks on Wednesday. My question would be, like, one, do you believe them at this stage? And two, has there been harm done by not doing it yet? Or if they hit the ground running next year and open up the checkbook, then is all forgiven and the Nats are going to be good for a half decade or more?
So a couple of things. Their time to spend, in my opinion, was this past offseason. Maybe they look at it as one more down the line, because you'll have a full year of James Wood, see what he's like, and he looks every bit as good as you could have thought. You'll have a full year of Dylan Cruz. You'll have a full year of these other guys. But to your point earlier, the clock starts ticking on guys like Abrams and Gore that have been here before. So I don't quite understand why they would say, let's wait. So to me, I've actually held out that reservation of getting on ownership about spending the last couple of years, saying, look, I don't think that it's just quite the time yet. There's no point in spending on a guy where you're going to be paying this guy $30 million a year, and maybe he gives you four or five more wins, but you're still a 75-win ball club. You know, the Worth signing was a perfect timing where they were getting close to being good. And then, you know, he was signed in 2011, 2012. They're in the playoffs for the first time, and they're one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. So it was a perfect timing for that. I thought this year would have been the timing for that, because you could have timed it up with helping out some of these younger guys in their first go-round. Maybe they look at it as next year. I think what Mike Rizzo's doing there is he's covering for ownership, frankly. And he does a good job of that, because they have shown in the past that they are willing to spend. But it's also a completely different world, Craig. I mean, the reality is they won the World Series pre-COVID. A lot of their business stuff has been hurt post-COVID. And so you wonder, how much do they actually have to spend? And are they really in a bit of a pickle here with, yeah, you want them to go spend on free agents, but maybe they don't have the capital like they did pre-COVID.
So then there's, I guess, the final part of this, which is Rosenthal's conclusion, statement, whatever, posit that all these guys are gone, that Abrams, Gore, like, when they hit free agency, that's the last you'll see of them in a Nats jersey. So if you bought a Mackenzie Gore, CJ Abrams jersey, enjoy it while you can, but in 5 years, he's going to be wearing a different jersey than you are. Is that fair? Is that accurate? Or do you give the Nationals a chance to retain some of this in-house talent longer than their cost-controlled contracts extend?
I mean, the way things are right now, Craig, there's no way that you can say that they're going to stick around. And frankly, when you look at the history of this team, you could build darn near an all-star team of guys that have left, and the guys that have been retained are few and far between. It's a Zim, it's a Steven Strasburg, which turned out to be a horrendous contract. It's not many. I mean, look at all the guys that have left. Anthony Rendon, obviously he's been injured. It would have been wrong to sign either one of Strasburg or Rendon. Who would have thought that? But Rendon's right. Gone, Harper's gone, Soto's gone, Turner's gone, like so many dudes. And some of those were traded away, understanding that maybe you couldn't.
Well, right, you understand them. That you're not going to Correct. Retain them, so you get the value, which is like smart management, but also it'd be better to have good baseball players.
Yeah, and I think that's what just so hurts right now for a lot of Nationals fans, is you're looking at guys right now that look like legitimate superstars, because that's what's so weird about this team right now, is they're below 500. I think in terms of the expectations that not the fan set, but the actual team themselves in terms of Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. They told everyone that would listen in West Palm at spring training, hey, we're trying to win this year. The actions in the offseason didn't necessarily say that, but it, from their mouth, they were saying they were trying to win. So if you're holding them to that expectation, they're a little bit underwhelming. But C.J. Abrams, he's been in a bit of a skid recently, but his offensive numbers overall, he's one of the best hitting shortstops in the league. Mackenzie Gore is leading the league in strikeouts, looks like an ace, took another step this year. James Wood looks like he could win an MVP in a couple of seasons, and the comp that he's getting because of size and the way he plays is Aaron Judge, who's the best hitter in baseball right now. So I think it's showing like they're going in the right direction. They're going up and up and up, but they need to have that little bit more, and I think that's the frustration, because if they had, say, a bopper in right field, a guy that could give you 25, 30 homers, if they had another pitcher in the rotation so that you're not throwing out Trevor Williams every fifth day and maybe he's more in a reserve sort of role, if you had those sorts of things, if you had a bullpen that you could rely on, this team could be well above 500 or at least above 500 for sure, and they're not there because there just hasn't been that investment. So I don't think it's unfair to say that all these guys could end up leaving, but I also don't think it's something that if you're a Nationals fan, man, just go look at 2028 and figure what it's going to look like without Gore and without Abrams. Like, I don't think it's worth doing that yet because that's still a time in the future. And Gore is a Boris guy. Abrams is not. Maybe you could find a way to get something done with Abrams. And also, too, I think having, you know, James Wood is a Boris guy. That's the guy to me that I'd be immediately contacting him right now. Boris loves to get his guys to free agency. Maybe you could work something out because James Wood is from the area. I mean, he's from Maryland, Rockville area. And maybe you could find something there. His family's at all these games. He's a soft-spoken guy, seems to really enjoy having his family around. Maybe you could try to find something there. I'm not sure if that would be able to win him over or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think the premise is unfair, but I also don't think, you know, for a Nationals fan that you should be doom and gloom right now with a team that's actually pretty exciting to watch.
We'll see if they can keep it going, and maybe they get to that 500 mark, and who knows by the end of the season if they're messing around at the bottom of the wild card standings, and they're in the picture. Maybe we could have an exciting September, although then again, these days, we're not as nervous about having a bad September on the football side of it, so at least
Correct. We'll
have that to talk about. But Toby, he's got a podcast, and let me tell you, when the team's bad and you're doing a podcast, we had some rough years to take command, Toby. I know how you feel.
Oh, yeah.
Bust and Loose Baseball. It's there for you, win or lose. Bust and Loose Baseball, Toby and Grant Paulson. Check it out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for doing this, man. Appreciate it.
Always great, Craig.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it again. Toby Altizer with us. Speaking of take command, 5 o'clock, you'll hear Logan and I give our impressions of what we saw at OTAs earlier in the week. 5:30, never read the comments here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.